Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 5. This is letter 1,358. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, on the 19th day of Tevis in Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe is sending this to Rebbe Lezer Karasik. He's a great rabbi in, Rebbe gives him a lot of titles over here, in Eretz Yisrael, Chosid. And the Rebbe writes to him, Shalom Ubracha, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, I have received your letter from the 14th and the 27th of Kislev. And the Rebbe says, I'm very appreciative. Thank you for writing in detail about all the matters. So the Rebbe says, I've spoken already many times, whether with you directly and with some other people who are in the leadership of Agudas Chabad, that's the Chabad umbrella in Eretz Yisrael, about the absolute importance that all the educational institutions should be under the wings of this Agudas Chabad, in addition to the already existing yeshivas. I've told you several times when you were here that I am certain that for many reasons you will get the support from the various parties, the Jewish parties, the representatives of the Jewish parties in Eretz Yisrael. And it would be in a formal way, you can have a Zerem, which would be without, in other words, the organization without formally being part, that you should be able to call all these institutions, they should all be named. And this is, the Rebbe basically was, I guess, pushing, you know, they have the, I'm not sure, but they had what they called the Reshet Ola Yosef Yitzchok. That is the, in Israel, they have officially sanctioned by the government religious institutions which are funded by the government. And the Rebbe knows when it's funded by the government, the funding will be there. The Rebbe pushed very hard that they should also have an umbrella group from which Chabad will also be, they call it today, they call it Reshet Ola Yitzchok. I'm wondering, this looks like is what the Rebbe is talking about. Because the Rebbe says, we are able to sort of bring in many education institutions so that we can supervise them, make sure that they're run properly according to Yiddishkeit and give the children the best education. And even though they don't agree yet to learn Hasidus, things like that, but and in various different camps. So the Rebbe says, hoping this is going to be a coordinated committee that will see some results. The Rebbe says that if we don't have the possibility to incorporate some of the other institutions, now, if we don't take advantage of it now, I'm not sure we'll be able to do that later. So the Rebbe is basically pushing. It's hard for me to should read it up exactly what was going on there. It's hard for me to understand fully just from the Rebbe's writing. But the Rebbe was definitely encouraging him to go ahead and do something about it to try to get as many educational institutions to be under one non-official umbrella, and in order to be able to provide for a most authentic, you know, Yiddishkeit. And the Rebbe is also asking him to publicize my letter that the Rebbe sent amongst the other leaderships of the various Chabad institutions, and to tell them what my position is. I don't know. I'm not really so clear on what this says.